oscillations running through my head. Our lives changing, fear is falling rain, joy and sadness in melancholy dreams when there's nothing left to gain. Wish I was afraid. Wish I could complain. Yeah! Permutation of what I'll unslove, drawing tears out of my tired eyes. Isolation, immersion without noise. How the void suffocates my cries. Wish I was afraid. Wish I could complain. Wish I was afraid. Wish I could complain. forge the world in clouds of starlight, seek the sky in swarming moon, find the sun in dreams of earth, light the kiln and see our truth.
Hey, this is David Stein of David Alexander and Copper Sound Studios in Guelph, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca. Enjoy!
Welcome back to the second hour of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope here on CFRU 93.3 FM and on CFRU.ca. Actually, we're already into the second hour. Had a little we allowed time for King Dice to perform their amazing electro punk masterpieces there. And it was a great performance. It was live streamed on CFRU's YouTube channel. Might be already up there right now if you missed the chance to see it live. It'll be up there. I guess this is my first live broadcast back from the holiday period. I wanted to get in last week, but I caught the flu, so I couldn't come back to you Good Centuries live. I did do my pre-recorded show of my personal best of 2019 music. The next songs, it'll be kind of connected to that as well, but it's good to be actually physically back here at the station. So yeah, the first hour we had King Dice from Hamilton interviewed and let them perform live with an audience in the Observational Tower special. And now we just heard a few tunes by another electronic artist from in Canada, all the way from Calgary, Alberta, Ina Klein China. We listened to User Illusion and the title track to the album that I just played off of, User Illusion 2. I got a special delivery from Ina Klein China, aka Music Project by Charles Gunn, and neat album artwork with a red cabbage cut in half. Got a physical CD here of the, User Illusion 2. New album that Ina Klein China released on Boat Dreams on the Hill. Boat Dreams from the Hill record label in Calgary. And it was very neat to see that Charles added me to the special thanks, like Nicholas Cooper personally on the album. So thank you for adding me there. So a new development in today's second hour, the guys in King Dice would like to co-host with me. We'll do that in the second half of this hour. So before then, I want to play some pieces that I really want to get to. So for my personal best of 2019 special, I had completely forgotten one of the artists that I wanted, that made my top 20 albums list. And a good reason is because I hadn't had a digital copy in my iTunes where I organize everything, so it completely slipped my mind. So we're going to be listening to two tracks from this artist. It's Courtney Swain, one of the singer and keyboardist for art rock band Bent Knee, who also made their album made it onto my top 20 of 2019. Courtney released a solo album last year in May. I had heard about the album around this time last year through a music video that was released for one of the songs that we'll be listening to, called Sweet Snow, that almost made my music videos. Because it was very, I guess it's around this season, like some of the holiday specials is kind of like that claymated picture animated, style, like taking pictures, stop motion, I should say. It's kind of like that, but using real life and nature. And that, I didn't get to listen to the album of Courtney's. It's called Between Blood and Ocean, self-released. It was released I hadn't listened to the full album until the last month. So, it's a great album, like a really great range of piano tunes and rock music, and I could tell it's a very personal album, and it's very meditative, and actually we'll listen to the songs and you'll get what I mean. We're going to be listening to the first two tracks off the album, called Uranium City, followed by Sweet Snow by Courtney Swain, off the album Between Blood and Ocean, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Mutable shadows and gentle lines, cobblestone of frozen limb, dragging pasty brush strokes along the plains, fractured ice with courage fogs up with our
This is Eric Smith of Rack, Rack and Targus, and Party Alarm, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Welcome back to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Those two tracks were Courtney Swain, Uranium City, and Sweet Snow off her album Between Blood and Ocean, self-release. And I got it the digital on Bandcamp. One of the best of my personal best albums of 2019. And now we have George and Zach of King Dice here to help co-host the last half of this hour.
Hi!
Oh my god. Oh no. Sorry. I'll step back a little bit at least.
Greetings, yeah. Earthlings.
Yeah. Courtney Swain, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I've never heard of her before.
Very ethereal.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Bent Knee?
No.
So
I feel like the name is vaguely familiar, but I can't place her right now. You were saying.
I found her from the band. It's a Boston art rock band.
Okay.
And so that was her solo album.
Oh, cool.
I think it's more a keyboard prominence.
Yeah.
We do like keyboards.
I couldn't tell.
Here at King Dice Enterprise, we only use the best keyboards.
Just one?
Yeah, apparently it's just the one.
Yeah.
The singular best.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think of the live session, guys?
I think it went well. I think it was a lot of fun. I mean, as a musician, you kind of have this voice in your head that says, like, oh, that was stupid. Why'd you miss that kind of thing? But, there were a couple of hiccups here and there on my part. But, I don't know, I felt, like, super positive about it. I mean, definitely by the end there, like, Crucible felt really, really good to groove on.
It was just nice to let loose on that track.
Yeah, for sure. It feels really... Yeah, cathartic and just energy and all that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've always been a big fan, and this part, this kind of going off of why I like working with Zach is I feel like he brings such an energy to this project that really needs. And because if you think about it, the drummer is the engine of the band, and definitely King Dice is a band about having a good, strong engine and a work ethic. And but at the same time, right now, as of lately, my favorite song to play has been Vulture Culture. It was in the middle of that set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
And it's just so much fun. I like the riff, but I almost like even more like all the little riffs and fills that Zach does, and he brings such like a personality to the song that that I can't help but like go yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Hey, you don't give yourself enough credit, so somebody has to do it for you.
Thank you. I like how this has just become like a bit of a pep talk for me. I feel like most interactions between us is I'll be like, oh, that was
well, I mean, the listeners can't see right now, but Zach is wearing a bright red Adidas tracksuit. He's about to play some soccer.
Yeah,
so he needs a pep talk before the big game.
Yeah. I don't know how to speak any Russian, unfortunately, but I feel like I should now that I look like...
You only need to wear a... No, three words. Da, Niet, and Vodka.
Yep. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. But
maybe Privyet and Do Svidaniya as well, but that's level two Russian.
Yeah. That's like the one phrase in Spanish I've never forgotten. Like, I've done Duolingo in Spanish however many times. It's always, ¿Dónde está el baño? That's the most crucial phrase you could possibly learn in any language, let alone just Spanish kind of thing.
Even more than like curse words.
Yeah, Duolingo is kind of weird because what it teaches you is so far removed from what you would say to any individual person kind of thing. Like one of the ones I really remember from
it's
my first
definitely much
like,
more focused on the vocabulary than anything else.
Yeah, is quieras más uvas en mi pastel, which is I want more grapes in my cake, which is like, I don't think that's a sentence you would ever utter to anyone.
No, in
any language, let alone in Spanish. I feel like that should be,
maybe
should be more conversational, like, you know. Asking for directions and understanding what directions are being said as opposed to...
Maybe whoever wrote, like, all the phrases in Duolingo just had, like, the worst, like, very hyper-specific luck where it's just, like, they really needed more grapes in their cake and they were like, this is a universal phrase. Maybe... I don't want others to...
This
have
is definitely
going to
be practical going
I don't want
forward.
Others to have to live through what I went through.
Yeah. Good app. I recommend it. It introduces you to languages in a pretty good way.
Or what app is this?
Duolingo. It's just like a language learning app. They have a decent amount of
language. It's pretty cool. It kind of like turns the process of learning a language into a game.
And more of like a daily activity. Like it becomes part of your routine. At a certain point, it's like, oh, time to do 10 minutes of Duolingo. And you just kind of like run through some exercises and all that.
It's pretty low time commitment.
Yeah. I mean, like I guess it's the same thing with working out, where definitely you benefit from doing it the exact same time every day. So it becomes like more of a muscle. You're just kind of like exercising it when you're supposed to. But
not that one would recommend like solely relying on Duolingo, but as a good start, is like
Quietos Mastuos in mi pastel. No, that's what you will ultimately learn because you're like, that's ridiculous.
It's a good jumping point to like start from there and jump off into other like methods of learning language, like actually practicing conversing with somebody who is a native language speaker of that language.
George just took a Japanese course last year.
I actually took like three.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess you like, did a lot.
No, it was a really cool like and this is gonna sound like us fanboying over Japanese musicians, because it absolutely is.
Japan is just like since a certain event in the 20th century, I'm not going to say which one. That
the
country
event that shall not
just,
be named.
That, that country has just, like, blossomed into something so beautiful and, like, I mean, like, obviously it has problems like any other culture or country, but, like just, like, the media output and, like even, like, Japanese cars are amazing, like, I find. I mean, Japanese-made fenders are incredible. Like, it's just such a cool culture and people.
I have no problem admitting that I am a loyal supporter of Toyota.
Oh yeah, no, for sure, exactly. I'm all about that Subaru Impreza 555. I know nothing about cars.
Actually, do you guys want, like you had mentioned, a few of the Japanese artists in the special? Do you want us to listen to?
That'd be
one of them.
Super cool.
We have the capability. I'll pass keyboard.
Yeah. I was gonna say, we were talking about Pacific. I was thinking, whatchamacallit. This is off the seminal. Well, let's see if I can get there. Oh man, Passion Flower by, I think it's definitely your boy Hizono. As well as I'm
Wait,
pretty
is this the one with the flute solo?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Also, Tetsuro Yamashita, who is incredible, like, amazing, amazing city pop musician. And,
like, you can't help listening to Tetsuro and not feel, like, good and happy about life.
Yeah, yeah, just, like, really, really positive stuff. And Shigeru Suzuki, who I'm pretty sure... No, I'm thinking of another guy, but he was pretty big in the scene as well. There's one song by Mac DeMarco that blatantly rips off. I think it's something Saito, but anyway, completely unrelated to what I'm talking about. But yeah, definitely the first one there for sure. Super funky. It's super like summery. It's just really like. It's good music to listen to when you're in your underpants making jambalaya. You know, like if you're gonna, this is a perfect song for that exact situation.
For when you're just making your summer cocktail, that nice mojito.
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, we'll jump into it now then. Thank you. That was a few amazing choices by King Dice here. Like, totally, like, amazing.
It's a sort of a musical arms race. Zach shows me something cool, and I have to top that, and then Zach raises the stakes, and I have to match that, and it's a... I'm telling you, it's a war between us.
It's hard to find a bigger bop than Riding by Yellow Magic Orchestra. Not to take your job, Nick, but the first song was Passion Flower by Harumi Hozono, Tetsuro Yamashita.
Beautiful flute work on that track.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jethro Tull. You could learn a thing or two from that track. And the
Are you paying attention, Ian Anderson?
Yeah. And the second track was a pick from George, Riding, from Yellow Magic Orchestra's third record?
Second
record, Solid State Survivor. Oh, so close. But
also, if you listen to that album, it probably has my favorite Beatles cover on it. It's this like weird electronic, like a very like beep boop version of a Day Tripper.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But yeah, we just wanted to showcase a little bit of where Zach and I are coming from, at least when it comes to
influence wise and
our tastes.
Yeah, like I find with George's keyboarding, I hope with my drumming, but with his keyboarding, there's so many influences kind of like swirling about that it's kind of hard to pin one exact influence. Like something like that very clearly like would play a lot into the way you play, but it's not just that. Yeah. Like there's still like a lot of other influences kind of going on. Like something like I definitely hear Uriah Heep when I hear you play, as well as like Lavender Town from Pokemon games or something along those lines, right? Like it's a little bit of everything.
No, I definitely like a Zach style is very like Who-esque, like Keith Moon, but not without being like a total ripoff. You actually can keep time.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I cannot keep time.
I don't know if I hope I can keep time. But oh.
Naughty.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I understand. At least the ringtone was good. That was We Are Number One by Robbie Rotten. And the what is the name of his like if they have a name, or is it just clones? You try or
I think yeah.
Or is clones? Doppelgangers, yeah. I guess. Like yeah, because he's trying to teach these people to basically be
how to be evil.
Yeah. But they're all dressed like him, right? So I'm assuming he's like he's had a tough time chasing the lazy town folk. So he wants to take a bit of a breather, have someone else do the eviling, as it were. It's a very, very lucrative industry. Sorry, Nick.
No, like something we didn't mention in the first hour is that I just found out that you went to school for radio, correct?
Yep. Yeah. I was in I worked at a CFMU for about 8 months, the McMaster radio station.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was somewhat music director there for a little bit, and I kind of had a daily show that I was running.
What was the name of your show?
Well, I had my like main show, which is Happy Hour for the Wallflowers, where I just kind of played whatever I was into. I don't think it really had a specific format. I was just kind of like throwing in a little, like not so much hip hop, but like a little bit of indie rock here and there. I ended up going to radio broadcasting at Humber for a year. And then dropping out because I'm a bad student. I've always loved radio. I love doing it. I love being a part of interviews in some way or another and just being able to, shoot the shot and talk about whatever and play kind of like cool music, all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a fun job.
Yeah. It's just so laid back. Like I just love the atmosphere of radio stations. What I'm doing right now is a complete far cry from that. Career wise, it's not as cool as being in King Dice, but
yeah. I don't think anything's cooler.
No, that's true. I mean, outside of being in, no, I can't think of a cooler band. No, coming up bone dry to be perfectly honest. Yeah,
I don't know. King Gizzard is pretty cool.
Cooler than King Dice though. I don't know, man.
Oh no,
I don't know. Coming for you, Stu McKenzie. You heard it here first.
Well, I mean, we will have to get to the point where we release 10 albums in 1 year.
That's true. Yeah. We got to be in their own game.
They've put on the benchmark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you
How
have
many
to do.
Records you can put on. Yeah. Yeah, we could probably do 10.
Yeah.
I like to see them do the exact same thing. The thing is that, like, wow. Yeah, I don't know. At least with those, like, five records they put out in 2017, like, all of them are so different stylistically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, all of them are so, they're just their own, I'm going to steal a word from a friend of mine, microcosm of, yeah. like, kind of whatever. Like, Murder of the Universe sounds nothing like.
Yeah.
Even something that sounds potentially similar, like Polygon to One. Like, yeah. They're two very, very different records. But, yeah, we're coming for your heads, too.
Yeah, well, they also, like, they do have, yeah. like, eight players in the
yeah.
band.
Oh, man.
So lots of creative...
influence and whatnot, yeah. I can't remember the keyboard's name off the top of my head. Bad about.
Ambrose.
Yeah, like he's got a great voice, and he's oh, a yeah. really cool songwriter. Like, he's also part of this band called the Murlocs.
Yeah, definitely a secret sauce ingredient in as far as King Gizzard
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it's also a rule, I'm pretty sure, that every band with two drummers is probably pretty good. Or at least, like, super cool kind of thing, yeah. you know? Like Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Bon Iver, I think, plays with two drummers, which is super weird because yeah. he's seen as, like, this really, like, mild folk act, but he, like, has two guys just ripping it, like, during his shows during this, like, softer folk stuff. But,
I mean, Zach and I have tossed around the idea of adding a second drummer.
That would probably be the most likely instrument we would add more than anything
oh, yeah?
else.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If we were to add another person yeah. to this outfit.
Yeah, yeah, it'd probably be another drummer. Honestly, like, I could see, like, if we were to add two members, it would probably be a bassist and a drummer. But, or maybe, what's a weird instrument?
Viola.
Viola, yeah. Like, it would have to be something that's versatile, right? Like, and violas, I was thinking didgeridoo, and I was like, nah.
No.
No way. I don't know how much mileage you can get out of a didgeridoo outside of, like, one track.
I'd definitely support another string instrument, like a viola or a cello.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Or
that'd
they would also have to be electric.
Yes.
They could, do I add distortion and fuzz and oh yeah big idea coming.
I was just gonna say speaking of cello, there's this great act out in Ohio called Lung. It's kind of like a similar thing to us. They you know, it's electric cello, drums, and I'm a huge fan of them. They're probably one of my favorite, like, small acts going on right now.
They're legitimately super great. I really recommend, like,
I can say that never before in my life, like, they came to Hamilton, like, in June, I think.
Somewhere around there, yeah. Yeah, they played this.
I can say never before then have I air celloed.
Nah.
Like, you know, air guitar, but yeah. air cello, yeah. like.
No, yeah, yeah, they're like, really, really intense. Her lyrics are just they're
powerful.
Yeah, they're woke, but in a good way, and not in the, mm-hmm. like.
Preachy.
Yeah. I feel like it's unfortunate because, like, I love the concept of being woke, but unfortunately the culture surrounding the culture has now become a little bit trite, which is unfortunate, but I guess that's the same for everything.
All right, it's an evolution. I'm sure that it'll write itself out eventually.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to, because we're almost approaching the hour, do you want us to play a song by Lung?
Sure. Yeah, let's
we'll queue it up.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get
there.
We'll get that going. Oh, heck. Thank you for letting us take over your show a little bit. Apologies.
No, well, it's the best way to find new music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's exactly, like, I was having this conversation with someone not too long ago. Like, I don't know, like, all music is, for the most part, or, like, any media, realistically, like, what movies to watch. Like, it's going to be word of mouth. Like, obviously, you shouldn't, like, just parrot back what a review site is telling you to listen to or watch or anything like that. But, like, you should definitely be open to what people are trying to, like, dish out and, like, what.
And never feel like you have to defend what you like.
No, that's also true kind of thing. Unless it's a certain band that Keisha, you know what I'm talking about, and starts with an R. Like, that would be the one. I'm talking about Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't mind the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I feel like I lean into that character a little bit too much. Frusciante is such a good guitarist, but
like, everybody in that band is a good musician.
Oh yeah, totally. Oh yeah, sure.
And so what's the song we'll be listening to then?
So
off
this is Regrets by the band Lung.
Zach, George, thank you for coming in today. And
thanks for having us. It's been amazing. It's been really good.
Thanks. So, yeah, let me do my outro, and then we'll get to
it. Yeah, we're happy that we were able to make this happen today.
Yeah. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I have been your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper, with guest hosts George and Zach. Until next we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond.